Chinese leader Xi Jinping is due to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, and a political boost for the isolated Russian president after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government gave no details of what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish in his visit that starts Monday. Xi and Putin declared they had a no-limit friendship before last February's attack on Ukraine, but China has tried to portray itself as neutral in that conflict. China looks to Russia as a source of oil and gas for its energy-hungry economy and a partner in opposing what both see as American domination of global affairs. North Korea says its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. The North has held 5 missile demonstrations this month to protest the largest joint military drills in years between the U.S. and South Korea. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, instructed his military to hold more drills to sharpen the war readiness of his nuclear forces in the face of aggression by his enemies. North Korea's neighbors detected the short-range ballistic missile being launched Sunday, less than an hour before the U.S. flew long-range B-1B bombers for training with South Korean warplanes. The North characterizes the U.S.-South Korea exercises as a rehearsal to invade, though the allies insist they are all defensive in major. The longtime secretary to Pope Benedict has acknowledged that his tell-all memoir has been criticized for casting Pope Francis in an unfavorable light, but Archbishop George Gainswing insisted that some of the polemics were more about prejudice than anything else. This is VOA News. Governments gave their blessing Sunday to a major new UN report on climate change after approval was held up by battle between rich and developing countries over emissions targets and financial aid to vulnerable nations. The report by hundreds of the world's top scientists was supposed to be approved by government delegations on Friday. The deadline was repeatedly extended as officials from big nations like China, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, as well as the United States and the European Union haggled over key phrases in the text. The report by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change caps a series that digests research on global warming compiled since 2015. The UN plans to publish the report at a news conference early Monday afternoon. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel on Sunday about a plan for judicial reform that critics say endangers Israel's democracy. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone on Sunday, telling him that democratic values were a hallmark of U.S.-Israeli ties. He said he supported finding a compromise over a highly contested overhaul of Israel's judicial system. Netanyahu's office said the prime minister assured Biden that Israel's democracy is healthy.
Changes to the judiciary that would give his government greater sway on selecting judges and limit the power of the Supreme Court to strike down legislation. The plan has triggered weeks of mass demonstrations. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for $3.23 billion. And assume up to $5.4 billion in losses in a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities.
In a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities and announced on Sunday, UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses. UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We have agreed a framework of support with the Swiss regulators which ensures a successful integration in the best interests of Switzerland and protects our shareholders.
The deal won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid market-shaking turmoil.
That is Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.